Chapter 8, Mishnah 8, Bot lahim yan l'achar amazon, if a cup of wine is served to them after the meal, v'ein sham el oisa kos, and there is no other cup except for that cup. So what do you do? So there's also difference of opinion exactly what this in the Gemara, I mean what in the Mishnah is arguing about. We're going to go with the opinion that it's talking about a person who's only got one cup of wine, and the argument between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is about whether you need to bench with a cup of wine or not. That's one opinion of how we interpret the Mishnah. Beis Shammai emrim mevarech ala yan v'achakach mevarech ala mazon. So you can, Beis Shammai say that you can drink the wine, you can make a blessing and drink the wine, and then afterwards you can bench, right? And afterwards you can bench. Meaning that he holds that you don't have to recite the grace after meals with the wine. Because you can drink the wine. You can finish up. You've only got one cup of wine. You can finish up the wine and then, right. Basil, I remember, mevarech ala mazon, v'achakach mevarech ala yan. Basil will say, no, you have to basically keep that cup of wine for benching. You have to keep the cup of wine for the benching. Einim amen, different topic. Einim amen, acher Yisrael hamavarech. A person says amen to the blessing of a Jew. If you have a Jew making a blessing, so as we know, you say amen to that blessing. But you don't make a blessing after a Kuthian, right? Remember, the Kuthians were the Samaritans who converted, but we weren't sure about their conversion, if it was because of the lions, if they were genuine in their conversion. So you don't answer amen to his blessing until you hear the entire blessing. Because if you don't hear the entire blessing, you don't actually know who he directed his blessing to. Maybe he directed it to Hashem, but maybe he directed it to some idol that he used to worship. So with a Kuthian, you would have to hear the whole blessing.